What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Battle Podcast, Tuesday the 14th of May. May the 14th be with you. We haven't done a podcast in 2 weeks, and I'll tell you why after this intro. No, first we'll have to mention our sponsors, don't we? This is the second podcast sponsored by the CBDPharmacy.co.uk, a Belfast-based CBD company who are opening a shop on the 18th. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Which is what?
Saturday.
Saturday. They're opening on Saturday. In Belfast, you can go on their Facebook, the CBD Pharmacy, or the CBDPharmacy.co.uk. Follow them, look at their stuff. They've got everything. Oils, pills. You can't even see that. Bombs. They just have everything, but now they have a shop, so you can go in. If you have any queries, you can ask about it. I use CBD. You've used CBD. It's borderline miraculous. And for the listeners of this podcast, you can get 20% off if you use the code BANTER if you order online. So there you go, guys.
I think they're doing loads of wee deals and stuff.
Yeah, they're doing loads of deals because they've just opened. So they're like, they're just throwing stuff at people. Take that, you know, fix your ailments. I've used it before with sore muscles, Maureen.
Yeah.
And it worked. You've used it with wisdom teeth.
Oh my God, it was the only thing worked.
You're taking ibuprofens all day and then Maureen just dropped some CBD on it and it wasn't sore anymore. You know, and then she couldn't feel pain, she left it there for ages and it turned gangrene and there was maggots in it. And they had to, on the internet where you're like, why is there maggots in your teeth? And of course it's India, you know what I mean? You know, you watch those things, everything's crazy and you're like, oh, where's this? India, of course. I think there's just too many people and they've got maggots in their teeth. Anyway, this is the worst ad of all time.
It is, but it's perfect.
But you will get 20% off on the website if you use the code BANTER. Isn't that exciting?
Oh, that is good because it can be expensive, so it's good to get some money off.
It is quite expensive, but it's worth it. But
it has to be.
If you can get a bit of money
good stuff.
That's even better. So there you have it. Other things to plug, Odyssey tickets, they're still on sale. And they should be sold out if I had any want or need to push them.
No, there's probably only a handful, I think, left.
Yeah, there's only small ones up the sides, possibly. But it means you're closer to the action. And by action, I mean me standing there.
Yeah.
Saying a lot of dirty words. But, you know, that's on sale still. And Lavery's Comedy Club is tomorrow night. We're doing that'll be Wednesday the 15th. We're doing a True Bill night, which is where all the comedians tell stories.
I'm so excited. They're so good.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. I thought of a very bizarre thing that happened to me one time in my life that I'm going to talk about.
Well, if anyone doesn't know what that is, True Bill is when we get everyone to come up and tell stories, basically. So you'll be on stage asking them stuff.
Yeah.
And everyone has to sort of tell stories. So rather than it being very, like, perfected sets, it's like...
It's just...
You're coming up and you're telling, like, basically drunk stories like you're at a house party.
Yeah, it's just funny stories, but done in a sort of podcast style. We've done it before where I stay on stage... which I think as a host almost, because
it's really funnier because you
can go back and forward and sort of, you know, interrupt the story to be like, what the fuck, you know, just pick out wee certain parts and all. And it, I mean, they usually end up fucking more funny than a regular stand up night, don't they? But yeah, that's about it for now. Lads 15, there are new Dead On Mafia hats coming, the pink ones, you know, so keep your.
Is this the ones sold out?
Well, I got them and put a picture up and everyone went, oh my God, they look class. And I went, right, I'll see if I can get them on, online tonight. And I got them online at about 11 o'clock at night and at 10 o'clock the next morning, there was none left.
Yeah, I mean, you're asking me we'll wait till tomorrow at like whatever the morning and tell people they're available and then put them up. And you went, no, I'm doing it now. And I was like, okay, fair enough. By the morning, they were gone. So I would say most people didn't even know they were on sale. Actually.
Oh yeah, everybody.
Most of the people who wanted them.
Everybody missed them. Like, so, everybody was
like. You had to get more.
Everyone was like, yeah, I missed them for fuck's sake, so get more. So I got more.
And they do look good.
The general hats, I haven't ordered more of. They sold, but they didn't sell as fast as the other ones. So we'll get new ones. There are only a certain amount of people will wear the big boxy snapback.
I like it though.
I'm wearing it right now. I look sexy as fuck, so don't take that as a sign that it'll look sexy as fuck on you, because there are some, you know.
Yeah, not everyone can, you know, look the same. But.
Some sexual anomalies going on, you know what I mean? That's not planned and I'm embarrassed. That should have easily just slinked in, shouldn't it?
But now you need to keep talking about how good looking you are in your hat.
What? Yeah, you keep telling more. You tell them how good. What?
There's not really much more to say.
Why is it not perfect? It's only coming out here as well. It's a step in your soul. I wasn't plugged in.
Oh God.
If you're gonna make jokes about how sexy you are, yeah, make sure that your stuff is plugged in, because you look stupid. The General Banter Podcast with Paul and Jettis. I'm gonna cut it into that old joke. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather, Paul and Jettis. It's Jettis, actually. Jettis. 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 Fuck you. Okay, there we go. It worked. Hey. And I played into the next thing. Even more embarrassed. Can't even do a podcast.
Really should DJ. Oops, sorry. Didn't mean to do that. Oops. Oops.
I'm the worst of all time. Also, shout out to all of the Patreon abusers. Because, you know, hopefully... Here's what happened. I was on a plane and I listened to one of my own podcasts. Now, that sounds like the most cock of all time. But what happened was, it was the only one downloaded. You know, when you're on flight mode and you can't get everything. So I listened to my own podcast, and I'll tell you what, folks, I was upset because it was not good. I touched the mic a lot. I was talking a lot of shit. There was a lot of like...
You mean the sound? Yeah,
the sound sounded like shit.
Because you're very picky about it too, so.
I'm very picky about it. But, because if I was listening to someone else's podcast and I heard all that noise, I would stop listening. I've listened to podcasts before where someone just drank a bottle of water out of a crispy bottle. You know what I mean? I got this solid, you know, thing like you would get, you know, like in a nightclub in Ibiza if you bought a water for 50 euro. But I've seen where people have, like, you know, the crispy, cheap bottles, and it's like... And I didn't like it. But I listened to my own podcast.
You like the opposite of ASMR?
And like, there was a lot of, like, just all this, like, me fucking about with the thing. Now, thanks to Patreon, this is what Patreon's for, guys. Striving for perfection. And also, I do, like, things called General Ranters on the secret Instagram. But I bought a new microphone because I had two of these condenser mics. One of them... They were in these little holders, which apparently sort of eradicates any wobbly noise. But one of them broke, so I bought another one. So hopefully this is crispy. And I'm trying not to bang the desk, trying not to hit the chair against the desk, any of that shit. Bit more room now that you're here, Maury.
Oh, thanks.
You know, instead of big fat Aaron and Mickey.
that was a problem.
I know the chair size doesn't change whenever they're on it, but it feels like it does. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And also, sorry we didn't have a podcast out last week because we were in Tenerife and we've got big news, Maureen. Maureen's pregnant.
For God's sake.
My head sore. I laughed that hard there. I should
answer. You're such an asshole.
What?
Like, literally, the YouTube video you've got up has got a Pixar thing on it. And I was like, oh, what is this?
I know, but it was like a...
Colin.
What happened was...
right back to the start of the story, go.
Well, the thing is, how weird is it when you're pregnant?
I know.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How heavy is our baby going
to
be?
Oh my God. I know there's so many people commenting being like, woman gives birth to rhino. And you're like, oh, please stop
when you
that.
When you go for the scan and they tell like how old the baby is by doing like a little line to a little line. And I seen her go, what? And do it like a couple of times. What? It's only that age? But it's that big?
No, that's not true.
That's what she was doing.
That's so what she was very doing. Small.
And she's like, what are you, 7 months pregnant? And you're like, I don't think so. But we're going to have a baby. Maureen, a baby. Your hands are freezing as usual.
My hands are always freezing.
Hit the mic. Oh God, no, take that Patreon money away. So. No, we were in Tenerife there and I was going to take a load of sound recording stuff. Instead, I took 19 cameras. But we had to tell our families, we had to announce to our families that we were expecting babe. And babes.
We kind of only told them.
When did they stop calling babies babes? I think they should bring that back. I'm going to bring it back. I'm bringing babes back. But we had to tell our families, but we're like, every day, the holiday was so relaxed that every day we're like, well, we'll tell people now. And you're like, oh, and I was like, oh, I don't have a photo or anything. So we actually had to plan a road trip to go and shoot a cool thing to send to our families, which was very exciting. It was cool, wasn't it? We shot a video on drone. It's on my Instagram where like, we actually started with the drone at our face and then Maureen was holding the scan. And then I flew the drone away like this. Mm-hmm. But then it's actually a lot harder to do it in reverse. There is actually an outtake, which I might put up, of me trying to fucking bring it down. Remember I nearly chopped my own teeth off?
That is true.
Just came flying down. And I was like, ah! Dust everywhere in the desert. So, but I started at our faces and I flew it away and then I reversed it so it looked like it flew in and then it looked like you walked up, held the photo up and then it flew away. Hottest baby drop of 2019.
Yeah, I mean, we had to do something cool, didn't we?
We had to do something cool and of course we did a thing cool and then everyone was like, of course you did. Of course you did that. You cool guy.
I mean, we could have just told people in person, but meh.
But we figured out, what did I say? It was like giving people a present to open by themselves.
Yeah, like they could be excited and then we could come home and then they could be excited with us.
That's me touching the mic.
Yeah, I don't know, because there's a weird thing, because like you do sort of know and then you go, how do you tell people? That sounds so stupid, but like genuinely you go, do you just one day just go up to people like, hello, by the way?
Yeah, I think
so. That was too like weird for us, so we were like, let's go on holiday.
We've had experiences before where like we bought your mum and dad after our wedding. We bought them a trip to Paris and we made the open it and I was like, I'm going to secretly film this. And then what happened was they were like so confused as they were like,
well, they're so shocked.
They were like, what did you buy? You bought us a trip to Paris? That must have been expensive. Why are you doing that for? And it was very confusing. And I was like, oh, I thought it was going to be like a viral hit.
But you forget that we're not like,
even though it's like a fucking £100 flight to Paris, but
it's not like the Ellen show. Do you mean it's not going to be people screaming and running around the house?
Every room I enter, I dance. I would love to go on Ellen and be a miserable cunt.
You sound like you'd have to try to be like, but
oh, totally.
That's exactly.
I'd be Kanye West at that fucking Met Gala. Yeah. Everyone's going mad and he walks out in a Dickies jacket and he's just like, oh yeah, I knew you were going to fucking all overreact. I just chill. I wear whatever the fuck I want. Still gets more news than you. Savage.
Yeah, just you being Kanye West, yeah.
Yeah, go on, Ellen. Just walk on and sit down. She's still dancing. You just sit down. You're like, what?
You just push her down, like, sit down.
No, I don't even touch her. I just come out and see. She's still dancing. I just stare at the camera. And she's all like, hey! Looking like Patrick Keating.
Yeah, like, I like Ellen show, but it is too much.
Yeah, when Jason Momoa was on there,
it's too much.
He was annoying me because he's obviously very attractive and big and sexy.
Right.
But he gets on like a bit of a knob. He plays up to it.
Oh,
a bit.
He's absolutely
like, fucking sit down. Yeah, oh, he is, isn't he? Like, yeah, he takes photos with, like, you know, girls, like a couple. He took a photo with a girl and the dude's like standing all sad and all. What a fucking rick, bro. Cut your hair. Maureen's pregnant, more importantly. Maureen, how are you feeling? There's a lot of questions from the,
is there?
The listeners.
I feel fat. I feel actually quite good.
I feel fat.
I do feel fat, which are you like? But.
Should we open up with some pregnancy questions?
You could do, yeah.
I think people are.
It's funny because I thought like,
what have I done? Where's my phone? Oh, stop.
I suppose I haven't done
Steve
this.
Jobs
in months.
Got your dead. Your phones don't work. What?
I suppose I haven't done this in months, and I always thought like, oh, no one would ever know because it'll just be one random day. We'll tell people, but genuinely, you're so tired that the idea of doing anything, I was like, no.
Yeah, Maureen's.
There was different days you're like, do you know what I mean? I was like, I can't even, yeah. I don't even have enough energy to move right now or get out of bed.
Yeah, your main, like, side effect, is that the word? Is that you've just, just been absolutely knackered.
I mean, that's fairly common. Like, everyone gets exhausted. You're doing a lot of work.
Are you moving that up?
No, I'm not doing anything. It's swinging itself.
I'm just trying to make sure you can see it. Yeah, so that might be some of the only mic touching noise that you can hear. Is it coming up slowly like a boner?
Yeah. Like, is that this the one that Aaron always touches and he holds it as if he's like,
yeah,
rapping with it?
But he's like a wee baby with like tactile problems. He's fucking retarded. You know, it's like, you have to calm him down, put a wee something in his hand.
Is it still moving?
Yeah, it's probably going up slowly. but hopefully the sound is crisp and we'll stop touching everything. But yeah, it was funny because like at a certain time of the day, it was like somebody just walked along, took your batteries out.
Yeah.
And you would just collapse
feels
on
like
the floor.
No batteries left. It's like your phone goes dead. You just go, no, I have nothing left.
That's crazy. So that's it, really. How have you, you know, how have you felt?
Fine. Like, I haven't been sick or anything, which is good, which is really lucky, actually. A lot of people get very ill and like haven't been sick.
Amy Schumer.
She had a natural, that's a natural condition where you just are chronically sick. No, I haven't even been sick once. There's been a few times you feel a bit, like, weird, but I haven't even really felt that sick. Although the first sort of month or two, it's basically like having a hangover. Because you feel a bit like nauseous.
Well, Maureen drank for about the first two months, so that's probably
what
an actual
hangover.
You feel a bit like
nauseous, you're really tired, you don't know what to eat. You know, when you're hungover and you're like, do I want that? And you're like, nah, I want something else. And then you think of, you might want that.
Yeah.
And then you're like, no, actually, that I've really gone off that. And you want really specific things. That's what it's like. You just feel hungover. And you've no energy and you can't do anything and you're so lazy. And you kind of feel a bit like the horse. You're just like, oh, where's my personality? And then you can't tell anyone about it, so.
Yeah.
So it's the first while is quite hard.
And you can't drink. Which
can't drink.
It's funny because
is not hard not to drink, but it's hard not to make excuses all the time.
I stopped drinking of my own accord before we found out you were pregnant.
Yeah, that was a separate thing.
So you were able to go like, oh yeah, I'm just me and Colin aren't drinking at the minute.
And also, actually, conveniently, it was Lent, so I was like, yeah, I'm off drink for Lent.
As if, who gives a fuck? Because you'd have been back
on
some Paddy's Day.
As if I'd be supporting you that much, you know, really.
I know. Why would you ever support
your
husband? First question, pregnancy related, names for the cub. This guy really thinks it's a fella.
Names, okay. What do you think it's going to be?
A girl.
Do you think it's going to be a girl? A lot of people say boy. Don't know.
Well, one of us is right.
Exactly. I know.
Well, who
I love
knows
this.
In this day and age, it might be some sort of zur,
you know,
with a fucking dick gina.
It could be nothing.
Or a nothing, just a wee alien slice.
Yeah, what if it has no genitals?
Wee dolphin puss, which we'll get to in a minute. names, I don't know.
It's way too early to think of names. It just is. I would get sick of it in a month if I picked a name now. I feel like you do have to see it a bit, don't you? I think you have to have a few names and then be like, right, okay, what does it look like? Or something.
What do you look
like? I mean, it's going to look like a potato, but like, you know.
Well, how do you know? It might look like a sexy potato if it's our child.
It's true. That is a good point.
I think it will have strong features and have a very animated face from a very young age.
Yeah.
I would say. And an unusually large penis.
For a girl.
What does it feel like now that you're going to be a dad? It feels great, bro. I really feel like I want... You know when you're like, you feel like you need something to just fucking sort your life out finally? You know?
I know, it's so funny.
You're like, I'm like, fucking right. I'm not doing anything for anybody. You can fucking eat my ass. I've got an excuse to get out of everything. I'll have to actually sort my shit out so that I have free time to be with this babe. And
with my babe.
And, you know, I can't fucking wait for it. Oh, do you want to do this on the 20? Fuck off. Fuck off.
Just in case you thought
I have offspring and responsibility. What are you doing, having beers, you fucking idiot? I can't.
Just
excited.
In case you didn't already do that, you know, I just have a good excuse.
Yeah. No, I'm excited. I'm going to do a lot of nature trips.
My sisters kept joking, saying that, like, it'll be like going to school. And be like, oh, I don't want to go to school. You'll be like, that's fine. Don't go to school. It's useless. So
I'll be saying that too.
Yeah, you'll be like, yeah, fuck school. He goes to school.
Fuck school. Any nice restaurants in Paris? I'm doing all these weird questions. Hold on. Any idea? No.
Oh, don't do that noise. Your voice is horrible.
But congrats on the news. Been following you since the first blender. My girlfriend was wondering how cuddly Michael Bartlett's bosoms were. Probably.
You could find out easily, I'm sure.
Yeah.
If you wanted to ever.
He would definitely have sex with you for the crack, like, and let you feel his titties.
You'd let anyone motorboat him, I'm sure. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Let me see. I'm just trying to pick out the pregnant ones. Is it weird that I got more excited about your announcement than my friends?
But there is something exciting about just when you see something on Instagram, or, you know, like a good announcement.
Bopper and I. So there's biggest thing you're looking forward to as a dad. Just the fucking stand-up material I'm going to get out of it, you know? Then I can ignore it the rest of the day. No, I don't know, just the next stage in life, you know?
It's nice to have, like, you're like making more family for you to have. It's always a nice thing.
You know, it'll be born into a very nice circle of people, you know, so everyone will get some sort of joy from it. Do you know what I mean? And by that, I mean they can babysit whenever they want. No, I don't know. It's just like a new thing.
Yeah.
Next stage, move along, get it fucking, get on with it.
You always feel like things are like, you're not old enough for something or like everything's happening so quickly. That's just life, isn't it? You just have to just go, well, let's be honest, I'm going to be 30 by the end of the year and you'll be 33. Like, it's not as if we're rushing into this.
It's not as if I'm rushing.
We should do it.
Are you pregnant or is mooring? Ha ha, Daniel Hughes, you fucking Aryan youth looking fucking alien cunt. That's a funny joke though. Although, big man's shredding up. Don't you worry about it. Huh?
I'm getting fat and you're getting thinner.
The fucking trousers don't fit me. Those fucking... Come here,
so someone did comment on my Instagram about that.
Those teardrop thighs. What'd they say?
It's something like that. I can't remember.
The teardrop thighs. Bro. Someday, I'm going to do that Joe Rogan move someday where like the drunk girl was like, you're fat. And he lifts his top and it's a full 8-pack. And then he fucking spinning back kicks her through a window. I'll do that to someone. That's what happens. Someone will be like, oh, this fucking fat cunt, how did he pull her? And then you'll do a wee Snapchat one day and I'll just be walking in the background carrying a stone on a beach somewhere. No top on. People be like, oh my God, what's that? A wild animal?
that's your dream.
How's it hairy and muscly? You know what I mean? Looking like the mountain from Game of Thrones in that episode last night. All fucked up in the face and all. When you just get a weird face staring at me.
Yeah.
Do you have any London gigs? Hold on. I know it's fresh. What do you think your biggest fear is of becoming a dad? My biggest fear is that somehow I can't handle it.
That's everyone's fear.
Do you know what
it?
I mean? Like some, like I'll just be like, oh my God, this is absolutely too stressful or something. Mm. But it'll probably be all right. Do you know what I mean? You know, that's your mind just going buck mad. Everyone's fucking babies.
I always think of it like that too. Like, literally so many people. People with much less money, education, safety, housing. People with barely anything can do it.
Maureen's statement was, fucking scumbags have babies. So if they can do it, we can fucking do it. Fucking scum. And then said something about genetic cleansing or something. What do you say?
I can't remember offhand, but yeah, you're like,
you feel 11 plus, you'll be killed, yeah?
That's what she said. Something, it was along those lines, yeah.
Are you excited for the new baby, Callum? Yes, I am. But it's funny because you know you're pregnant for a while, and then it's just a series of lies, and then you tell people, and you're so exhausted from lying that people are like, congrats! And you're like, oh, fuck, whatever.
Like, oh, I fucking
give me a gift, where are you at? Give me a
no, bag. Actually, this is the nicest point right now. Because people know, and you kind of start to maybe look like you're pregnant, which is nice.
Yeah.
Actually.
I think you do look pregnant.
I think literally in the last week, I looked like it.
You do have like pregnant belly and you're only like whatever months old.
Four.
Are you offended that I said it?
No.
But it's not like, no, or you just put on a pile of weight. It's like a lower down belly.
That's what I mean.
You know what I mean? It's like an actual bump type thing. You know, a bump type thing. For Maureen, how do you feel about having to give birth to your baby rhino?
See, I've got this a lot. Is this all I'm going to get now? It's just, oh my God, how big.
What weight were you when you were born?
I don't know. I was like, 7.5 or 8 or something.
Yeah, I was like 8.6 or something. That was heavy as fuck.
I don't think, that's that heavy. 8. It's fine. You want a big, healthy baby? Like, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, fucking right. Big
people
fat.
Always say that, like, oh my God, it's going to be massive. Like, the bigger your baby is better, pretty much.
Big fat Chinese baby, big fat roll down its arms.
Yeah.
I'm worried I can't see your face at all there.
Oh, I don't know. This thing's so weird.
You gotta keep it. You can't adjust it. If you loosen that and tilt it forward. Or wait a minute. Hold on a second. Just fucking. There we go.
Will that do there?
Sorry, I am touching the mic now. Now, normally each week, that's all you hear. So I'm hoping that.
This is not. Okay.
Keep your head above it. There we go. Okay. I'm hoping they can't hear as much of that fumbly fumbles. You see, I need to listen. Let me see if there's any more questions before we talk about dolphin blurts.
Yeah, it feels like we've just like talked about it so much that now we're like have nothing to say else to say. We've talked about everything.
Would you do a home birth?
Would I? Probably not for me first. Like, I like the idea of it actually.
It's a bit like
it's nice, I think, when people have other children because you can just stay in your house.
Yeah, it's a bit like
it seems really nice.
It's a bit like Patton Oswalt bit where he's like, oh, someone's like, are you having a home birth? And they're like, I don't know. And they're like, oh, that's the way the pilgrims did it. That's the way the pilgrims did it at home. And he goes, do you know what they were dreaming of? Hospitals! You know, with drugs and all that shit. Were you staying off the beer at the same time Maureen was off the beer? No, it was before that, actually. We mentioned that.
We was actually not to do with this at all, strangely.
The fuck was that? Yeah, that might be the end of the questions for now. We'll do the rest of the questions towards the end. But that's pregnancy wrapped up, guys. Nailed it. Pregnancy 101. What are you doing to pregnant?
I know. It is mad, like, really. Because you can't really feel anything just yet, properly.
Mm-hmm.
Except for being tired.
Are you scared about, like, doing a childbirth because it's sore?
I mean, I don't like anything uncomfortable or painful.
Yeah, if there's one thing you can't put up with, it's anything painful or uncomfortable.
But it's surprising how much you know, you can just get over that.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
When it's a different thing.
If you're just worried about, like, your baby and the health of your baby and getting it out.
Yeah.
The pain is probably, like... Sometimes I think pain is just...
I'm going to focus on something different.
Sometimes pain is just... You know, it's like, fine. And then there's a whole range of just aching pain where it's... You know what I mean?
Weirdly, like, I'm really bad if someone, like... If you just, like, knocked into my arm, I would bruise and it would be really sore. But anything really pain... I'm actually quite good. I'm actually not, like... a large complainer of other things that are very painful that most people would I've had things done where people are like, oh, that's so sore. I'm like, nope, doesn't bother me. Because if I know what's going to be painful, I can deal with it.
It's out of blue pain? Like,
yeah, it's out of the blue pain I'm not good with. But
like if I jump on the bed and knee you in the leg and you don't speak to me for a week?
Well, you know how heavy you are.
Or I lie down on the sofa and you're on a different sofa and you go, you're on my hair. And I go, how am I on your hair?
I'm not even anywhere near.
And you're like, oh, fuck, you pulled my sideburns out.
It's true though.
There's times where Maureen will wake up angry and be like, you rolled over in the middle of the night and put your arm on me and my lower half went completely dead.
Because you're so heavy.
I had pins and needles in my lower body.
Because if you roll over and you lean your whole body weight on me, that's basically crushing me.
But you're so lazy you won't move. You'll lie there all...
You're the only person whose wife will die of cot death because you've rolled over on me. I need to sleep on a separate little cot on the side of the bed.
We should have moved this table at an angle so that me and you were the same size.
I'm going to move back.
Yeah, I got the recliner chair today. I'll come back to here. Anyway, so we were in... first of all, we went to Tenerife. And once again, we went through Belfast International Airport, which when you're like, this is the worst airport on earth. And then they decide to do work on it, so they cordon half it off, and it's packed to the dick with absolute, you know, recently released inmates going to Tenerife. You're like, this place is terrible. And they took my advice after I slagged them to death for having a fucking IKEA fold-out table as a security desk. I absolutely just got the giggles. I was like, that is a IKEA fucking picnic table they have for security.
Yeah, welcome, you're pushing your bag up a trestle table.
Yeah, they're like, Denise, we need an extra better room. Did you have a party at your house already? Have you still got the table? Bring it in here. Bring it in and we'll use it as security. Anyway, you can't sit anywhere because they're like, they've shut down a bunch of it. So people are just sitting on the floor and all, and it's a nightmare. And then we got on a flight to Tenerife, which was... You know, my dad was like, what was the flight like? And I said it was like sitting in the back of a police Land Rover. That's what a Ryanair flight is like. Like, you're in the back of an armoured vehicle. Just hard, uncomfortable. There's no basket for your shit. I was like, oh, there's nowhere for my rubbish. Floor. Fucking sort it out. What do you call the guy who owns Ryanair?
I forgot his name.
There's Frank up the fucking saw and banger all around the place. But anyway, absolute shit show of a flight. People drunk.
So many, like, lads.
Scum!
But they weren't even young lads. No, I was up at the front, so we weren't even sitting beside each other because I forgot to check us in for so long.
This is why I want to have children, because it means that you have responsibility and you're not freed up to do stupid shit. Like,
so you would have actually strangled these people then?
No, you're just like fucking... you have to have a good career and a baby and children at about 36, because you end up going to Tenerife with your mates who are equally losers, and you're like, I'm in Tenerife, I know you, what Tenerife, blah. And they go over one way and they come back just more drunk and burnt. There was a group of women, and the worst, women are the worst, like, but, you know, they're like fucking, they're of a certain age, and then they're like 55, and on the way over, they're all slavering each other, and then on the way back, the woman had a black eye.
Yeah.
And I hope someone smacked her, but I know rightly she probably
I've seen a lot of people with black eyes on the way home, actually.
She probably just hit her fucking thing on a B-day. Did you see the guy with the scuffed eye as well?
Yeah.
And then she probably was just like, hanging in for a pish, slips on her own piss, dink, off the B-day, and just lay there dead all night because her mates don't care about her. And then woke up and was like, fuck, dang, dang, someone hit me.
But it was those guys, it was like mid-30s guys shouting on each other in the plane.
Oh, yeah. The guys were...
And it wasn't even good crack. It was, by the way, like, you know, stupidest thing.
I'll try and be respectful to anybody, but if you're walking through an airport and someone's like, I, and like, you know, there was just fucking like, I talk out my nose and say my say teeth, guy like, it, and always like, you know what I mean? I know you don't have a job, but how have you got brand new Nike Air Max that I would look at and be like, they're a bit dear.
Yeah.
And the guy like, the guy's just got that look on his face like, is that, I'll buy a blender.
They
and
always look like the guy from Men in Black with the skin on.
And then his mate goes,
you're like, where's your face? Where is it?
Tenerife Airport. How fucking insane would you look going, blender! What's blender? Boy! Boy, blender! Is that the blender? Fucking blender! Yeah, come here! Fucking blender!
That many times, do you? Like,
honestly, for that long, and I'm walking away with headphones on, like, pretend I didn't hear that. Where's blender? Come here! Oh, fuck you! Where's blender? I'd have fucking just fucking, you know, like, those movies when someone stabs him with a lower gut and just comes up right.
Right, we've been watching too much Luther.
Fucking blender. And then I go, what? And he goes, Mare. And you're like, you fucking come here. You fucking walk to me. You fucking waste of space. Fucking blender. And then I go up and then I'm talking away. They're actually all right, but sort of. But then got on the plane. And then I was sitting, I bought a book, Maureen, you know what I mean? Sometimes in your life, you got to buy your first book. First baby, first book.
Yeah.
2019 is a big year. And the guy walks up and he goes, hey, buy, do you want a couple of diazies?
Did he?
And he literally had a handful of pills. And I was like, I'll tell you what, mate. Because I'm sitting here on the Ryanair flight reading a book about the guy who owns Nike, I'm all right. You know? I'm getting jip off Maureen for eating these chutes.
Yeah.
You'd be like, Colin, are you really going to eat a fourth chute? You fat bastard. A couple of diazies. I was like, no, but you should take all of them. Do you want a drink? get this man a fucking brew dog here to wash down these 9 diazepam. The last flight you ever get. Oh, Jesus wept. Fucking shithole. That woman with a black eye, though. And then on the way over, there was a couple with a fucking baby. And then they were like, they were blocked, and then the girl was saying something. What did the guy say to her? I fuck off and I hope you get fucking raped.
Yeah, that was when we got into the airport.
Classy people.
Yeah, it was quite terrifying, actually. Ooh,
hello, welcome to Tenerife for a Belfast man to rape a wife. Oh my god, fucking shithole. So anyway, got the car, drove around for fucking hours at 2 a.m. because
you can't read Google Maps.
I can't read Google Maps. And you know, eventually we bought some bread and some ham and made a pot noodle. Literally had a pot noodle first night there. Don't never fly in somewhere at night. It's crap.
It is, but that's Ryanair. You can't get any other time.
We did it in LA as well. You got into LA. You got into, you know, what do you call it, Santa Monica at like 11 at night. And you're like this, you know, if you got in there at like 10 in the morning, you'd be like, oh my God, you know, nothing is impossible. But you get in at night and you're like, okay, that man's drinking his own piss. Okay. You know what I mean?
Well, everything's scarier at night when you've never been there.
It's scary. But yeah, we got in at night and then the next day got up. But we chilled. It was major chilling. I think we went to dinner once with my sister and the rest of the time
it was a big like apartment, so obviously just cooking.
It was an apartment that was was one apartment, and then it was actually like two floors and
it was gorgeous.
It was gorgeous. Giant so balcony, nice. You could just chill out. Oh man. So if you went shopping and this is 32 as fuck. The produce, class. You know what I mean? Great meat, great fruit and veg. So half the time you were lying
A watermelon.
And it was weird the way that whatever time of year it is, it really only gets hot at like 2. And then it stays hot right to about 8 or 9. So at that point, you're just like, am I going to go out for dinner? Or am I just going to sit in my shorts and eat watermelon? And then maybe some pasta and watch Luther? And we never went out. But you see, we do enough cool shit, Maureen, where...
Well, we did say this. We go out for food quite a lot.
We actually just need to go and do nothing. Just chill out in the sun. And
you actually got into a program, which was amazing.
Yeah, we started watching Luther, which changed my life.
But I've never seen you watch something consecutively before. You can watch like 35 minutes or something, and then you're like, no, and you could never go into a second episode.
No,
whereas Luther was like...
I know, but you see, anyone who's really into TV or writing would go, it's borderline cheesy and not believable. It is, you know, there's, you know, like he'll walk in and look at a thing and go, oh, he's obviously done this. And you're like, bro, any other show or a book or something would go into how you figured that out in your brain. But he'll just walk in and be like, oh yeah, his mother didn't pay him any attention when he was a kid and he got bullied. So that means he's going to go up here and fucking stab someone. And you're like, well, fair enough. If you said it, I believe you.
Yeah.
But it is a bit cheesy, but I couldn't stop watching it. Class. Isn't it? So I have a tweed trench coat ordered, and we're going in for pigment treatment on next week.
Stop you looking like a pig.
What are you talking about? A pink pig? I'm brown as shit, bro. No, I'm not really. I got more sun yesterday in the garden than I did in Tenerife. We did a lot of day trips in Tenerife. We went to, we went up the mountain.
Volcano?
Tidy. What's it called? El Tidy. El Tidy.
Yeah,
El Tidy. I don't know. We went up anyway. It was high as fuck. Great scenery. Went up in a cable car. People stink, you know. That's what you
people do stink.
That's what you forget when you get a lot of people crammed into like a cable car. You're like, I'm the only one washes here. The Germans like, it's okay. It is bad for the environment if you wear deodorant. So naturally, I smell like bratwurst in my pits. You're like, fucking. People are so European, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, you're wearing those like acid washed diesel jeans and a pair of silver boxing shoes.
It's class. It's like,
how could you not be Russian?
Stopped.
Oh yeah. What would be a good idea if I might get my eyebrow pierced? So 90s, nothing changed.
But it's funny because
have you heard the new band Venga Boys? I'm a Barbie girl, different band, but whatever. In the Barbie world, life is right. I'm gonna wear a string vest that says 86, and they don't even know what the T-shirt says. So it says like boys wear 91. Very cool in my country. It's very cool. Diesel jeans. I wear a belt with studs. Very cool, yes. I have two watches. My hats say Von Dutch.
Oh my God, remember that?
Von Dutch hats.
Oh my God.
I've never seen a company rocket to the top and then plummet to the bottom so quickly. Yeah. Scumbags started wearing it. You can't get too fucking popular, you see. Unless you're like Stone Island, which was like only for scumbags, and then Drake wore it, and then everyone's like, oh, it's cool to wear these now. You know what I mean? What else is cool?
Imagine Drake and stonewashing it.
What else is cool? I'm 50-year-old man. I get belly button pierced for for when I go to raves. When I go, I have no hair here, but bald around side, but I still get highlights and put in spikes. You know what I'm saying? That is me. Very cool. Have you have Tamagotchis? Such bad clothes on the Europeans, though. Why would I spend money on haircut when I can grab and pull all up like a troll and just slice with knife and it falls down perfectly like a monk. Easy peasy, £5 in my pocket. Better in my pocket than in your pocket. Why spend money on that? My wife needs more lip injection. I will not waste money on haircut. I pull all hair down, get a piece of duct tape, put it around like this, and then take a lighter, burn around in a circle, and then I have perfect bowl cut. So European.
Oh my God.
And they always bring their own food in a bag, you know. I couldn't possibly. I will not eat normal chips. Let me open bag of cooked livers. I'm in cable car. I must eat fermented shark skin. And I went, good spot. Went up the mountain, came down. Before you go up, they take a photo in front of a fucking wallpaper background.
That was ridiculous.
Of the fucking view that's right beside you. It's right beside you.
You have to queue up anyway to get on the cable car. And then they go, do you want a picture? And I just went, no. And she went, oh, you have to? Right, okay. So I'm just standing there with the weirdest look on my face. And then you did a really cheesy smile.
Yeah, I completely went over the top.
And then I was like, well, obviously we're not going to get
this. And your face was just like, what the fuck are you doing?
This is
but it would be like, sense. It would be like.
It was so funny though.
It would be like, you know, where like Burger King is on Royal Avenue. Someone's like, hey mate, do you want to get a photo of a city hall? And they put you in front of a poster. And it's the city hall behind you. When you could just go like, oh. It's behind me now. So I bought it for a fiver anyway for the crack. Just because it has a story behind it.
It actually makes me laugh now.
Because your face is so... You're not good at hiding discomfort or disgust. And your face is like... You're doing the mouth smile but not the eye smile. Like this.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, ha ha! Because I knew it was so silly.
But that's why I made you run over when we left to take a photo of the actual thing. So I was like, what? How is this even... And it's like, it's on a shitty camera and everything they take.
I know, she had a like a low range, like Nikon something.
Just so funny, we red camera.
We washed out photo they gave you. But
I'm glad we got it now, because it's actually very funny.
Yeah, it's got a bit of a story behind it. But also, I would imagine at the end of the day, they throw out loads.
Yeah.
Which I don't know, wasn't too keen on either.
Yeah, because they do print them. They don't even print them all. And see.
And you come out and buy it at the end. But, so we did that. And then, what else happened tonight? We drove down and the car was absolutely a fucking dying on its arse. And then I spoke to your dad and he was like, because it's so high, the intake in the car is the same as a person. The same as a person would struggle with low air pressure. So does the car. And I was like, what? Because he was saying whenever they do the rallies in Chile, because it's up high. He goes, the car loses like 80 brake horsepower.
It's weird, isn't it?
And I was like, fucking hell, that blew my mind. And I was like, I think our car was 80 brake horsepower. That fucking...
It says we asked him going up the mountain.
Although what I will say was
it's
nice...
It's a great drive if you're ever in Tenerife.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
That would be
my
favourite bit.
You see people going up it on a bike and you're like, Jesus Christ of almighty.
Because the roads are actually really good there. A lot of the places when you drive to, like the roads are really bad, but the roads are perfect and the sea... Oh my God, it was amazing.
The scenery's incredible.
And it is like you're... up a mountain but you're in the desert, like it's crazy.
Yeah, and it's weird because of the air, like we parked the car and walked into the sort of deserty area where we did a wee reveal video, and it was probably like 100 meters off the road, maybe not even.
It was quite actually, it was a lot further than you think.
No, but it was probably only about 100 meters, I would say, but the cars going down the road, you couldn't hear them.
Yeah, they just shut off. Like it was so
there's
weird.
No, I don't know whether there's not enough oxygen to carry the sound or air to carry the sound or whatever it was, but it was just like you could barely hear the car, and it was just there, like crazy. But we did that. That was a nice trip, and then we went to Loro Park, which is a big fucking zoo where they have the old.
Which we don't agree with, but we went.
We went to. It's a day out, isn't it? You know, we went and they have the orca show. And I was a bit like, you know, I'll go and see. You know, I don't want to watch Blackfish and be like, okay, that's me sold out. You know, fuck these guys, blah, blah. And then I went and I was like, let's just see. Let's just see what it's like.
Yeah, because neither of us had ever seen it before. So I think it's different when people have maybe seen a show like that, then watched Blackfish and then go, oh God, that's terrible.
Yeah.
We'd never seen one before and watched Blackfish and went, obviously, this is horrible. And then when you're there going... okay, we're going to this zoo because there's nothing else to do today. It was a really cloudy day.
Yeah.
And we're like, let's just go see. We're just like, let's watch it to see what actually happens. Because we'd really no reference, really.
Yeah.
And but we did sit really far at the back with our arms crossed. Like,
we're judgy McJudgies.
I was very judgy. I refused to clap.
But, so. And sure enough, weird as fuck.
It is weird.
Because you kept going like, I wonder can they swim down and do another bit? And I was like, nope. I was like, this is it.
But
this is the fucking area.
I kept trying to see, like, okay... how could this be good?
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like, it's just weird. It just is weird. Now, it's magnificent to see them that close.
Yeah, I mean, the power that an orca has is fucking crazy. But you're just watching...
If you could see them in, like, some sort of more of an ocean setting where you're just closer to them and they're looking after them, that's fine. Or yeah. if they then swam from these big things up until somewhere much larger. But if it's just that, I don't know, it's too... I think they must have something else. But anyway, regardless of that, it's just weird seeing animals perform, especially those kind of ones.
Well, yeah, because you're like, look at this enormous fucking animal that, like, they can gang up on a great white shark and rip it apart. Like, they're fucking so intelligent, so dangerous, enormous, crazy power. And then you're like, and now it has a job.
Yeah.
And you and it's like, you know, there's part of your brain going like, I wonder does it enjoy doing that? And then you're like, it does the trick. It knows what the next trick is because it's getting food.
Yeah.
Like the guy will point his finger and it can't wait to do the trick because it comes straight back and opens its mouth. Like, ah, where are we at? Where's this fucking fish at, you cunt? Do you know? And then they fucking like... throw a big, and it's a big old handful of fish into it, like splat into its mouth, and it's like, fucking, you're lucky this time, bitch. And then they'll do another thing, they'll do another trick, and then they'll just come straight back with their mouth open, like, where's the rest of my food? Because if you think about, like, how much one of those things would eat in a day,
yeah,
it's enormous, like, and they're throwing, like, a full, almost like, basket of fish into its mouth every time. You know, it's probably just about getting enough food all day, maybe. Or something. I don't know. But you're watching it and you're just like, this is bizarre.
And then they do this whole big video now because obviously they know there's so much like negative press around them.
Yeah.
And it's like the oceans are full of plastic now and, you know, there's so many of them dying and all this kind of stuff. So it's like, well, you know.
Yeah, it's better off now in here.
They're here and we're looking at it. And you're going, okay, that's one angle, but still, it's still not right.
Or they'll be like, one of these little... orcas was orphaned and we saved it.
And you're like, really?
And now it's doing backflips for fucking fish.
But even the dolphins too, like it was quite exciting, but you're going...
For some reason, you don't give as much of a shit about the dolphins. For some reason. But they were training a baby one and it's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Well, dolphins actually do those things naturally, like the jumps and things like that. You know, they do that for fun, nearly. But it's weird. Any kind of zoo is weird.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean...
I don't think I'd ever go back to a zoo, put it that way. Ever.
You know, like, that made me... The orca thing was a bit like, let's check it out. And then I was like, oh, man. Like, you leave and you're just a bit like, Meanwhile, place fucking full of people.
And that's probably...
Thousands of people in it. And I'm just like... But it was weird. You just see it and you're like, That wasn't... Didn't seem right. And then you walk around and it's just like... You know,
also, you forget, like, if you go to one of those shows and you might go, oh, that was really good, and actually maybe make up all these ideas why it'd be okay. But that's, they do that 3 times a day, every day.
Yeah.
It's not that one show that you see.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do that again in 2 hours, you know, and that was the bit that got me. I went, oh, it's weird that they just have to be like, okay, back again, do it again.
Well, I think that if you watch that Blackfish, they were saying, like, that's why one of them got, like, pissed off and just dragged the guy in underwater, because... They were shaking the bucket and they were like, the fucking whale can hear that there's no fish in the bucket.
Yeah.
They're like, it gets icier and icier. And they're just like, nah, fuck you, I'm not doing it. Because there's not enough fish in that. And then they end up...
Sounds a bit like what you would have done, basically.
I'm essentially an orca on land. Yeah. I remember, actually, there was a photo of an orca had flown out of the water and it was like, it looked like it was floating above the water. And it said... when you're kind of chubby but athletic too. And Nathan, who does jiu-jitsu, said it to me. He goes, this is you passing guard. So there you have it. Watch out, guys.
These are weird.
Move forward, you're too small, Maureen.
I can't, these chairs are...
Bulk up, can't wait till you're pregnant and start hitting that protein, get bigger. But that made me sad. The dolphins were kind of fun, but it was like, don't know. And then the baby one was very cute. But it was like, it's already being like fucking tortured with a stick. And then the gorillas make me sad always. That's the first thing you see when you go in. The gorillas just lying. And I know gorillas mainly are lazy fuckers and just lie about and sleep and whatnot. But it was just lying on its side. There's actually a load of them in the enclosure, but it was just lying on its side. Just sort of. It's funny the way they do like things the way humans do. You know when you're like lying in bed and you like move your toes because you're all cozy? I was looking at it and it was lying on its side and it was just like moving its toes like this, just like doing wee comfort to itself and like just holding a wee bit of, it was like a wee bit of grass and it was just playing with it with its hand. It was probably just having a wee sleep, like, but it 100% looked like me just lying.
And then there was a picture of when Michael Jackson came to see the gorillas.
Yeah.
So that's cool propaganda for it also. One.
I know.
No, there's something, I don't know, there is just a weirdness. You think it's class to see animals.
Hello, close, welcome to the Laura Park where Michael Jackson come and lick the anus of the gorilla. Do you remember that bit in that documentary where the guy was like, you know, you're like, how could this not be true? Because he's basically explaining the full layout of the house. And under the stairs is where we would go in, you know, we had sex in there and we went upstairs and there's a little dressing room off the bedroom. It was painted red, and then they show a photo of it, and, you know, he licked my anus in there, and we went in the bathroom, which had blue tiles, and show it, blue tiles, and, you know, he made me suck his ball bag in there, and it was just like the full guided thing of the house, you know what I mean? There's a little cubby hole under the stairs, and, yeah, I tongue-punched his anus in there, and then we slowly moved into the garage, where he kept his golf clubs, shows a photo of golf clubs, yeah, and I used to bounce in his face in there. How did he not?
That was the weirdest thing about that whole show, was just how much sex was going on.
Yeah, a lot of pounding.
Like, a lot. I know that sounds like a stupid, obvious thing to say, but, like, it just seemed like it was continuous all day. You know what I mean? You're like, what?
Well, look,
weird anyway.
Think of, like, it would be like fucking... It'd be like famine mode for Michael Jackson. You know what I mean? He'd be like, I finally got him. You know, he finally has someone in his house on their parents' fucking, like, you know.
How are we talking about Michael Jackson still?
I don't know. But, like, he has to walk around doing it all sneakily, and then literally someone's parents is like, oh, yeah, he can come stay with you now. And he's like,
gone.
What?
Don't do that.
So anyway, very sad about the orcas. How much do I look like a gorilla just lying on my side though?
It's terrifying. You have the same butt as a gorilla.
I have the same back and butt as a gorilla.
Yeah, like the same.
Same. They don't quite have the same thighs as me, but you know, keep working out, bro. How long have we talked for there? Almost an hour. So what else are we doing on holiday? Anything at all now? Anything interesting?
Ate some nice ice creams. That was good.
Ate some nice ice creams. Went for dinner. Got paella.
Reading a very interesting book.
Just got chicken paella. Paella. Which had an egg crust on it. So it was like an omelette with rice under it. Squirt, squirt. You're reading an interesting book. What's it called? Depression and How to Eat It. What's it called?
It's called Lost Connections. It's very good. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't got that far through it, like, so I won't talk about it yet. But.
Oh, okay. Dick tease with the things. We'll hit some questions really then. It's good to have you on the podcast, Maury.
What?
Oh, I broke the headphones. Oh, of course. God forbid you touch your equipment.
We've got a slight bit more energy now, though, you know, so.
Back on the workouts?
I actually need to, because I feel like I've done, like.
Okay, your hand's not as cold as it normally is.
7 steps in the last.
Yeah.
2 months.
Maureen's Fitbit. 1 step.
Yeah.
Let me see you. 1, 2,
you just kept vibrating and I, like, you know, take me for a walk and you're like, I am asleep.
I went to Aaron McCann's show last Friday and in the limelight. It was very good. There was 13 comedians backstage. Just everyone appeared. It was funny because at the end, I don't know, like his fucking brother. No, he sort of was in the, he came off stage and I was like, go ahead and take some photos of people. And he pokes his head out and people were getting photos. And then his brother was like, oh, Colin, how's it going? And I was like, sort of saying hello to him. And then people were like, oh, trying to get a photo of me. And I was like, get a photo of him. It's his fucking show. And then he was like, oh, my dad was saying such and such. And I was like, is your dad here? And he goes, ah, the Isle Pair are over there. And I was like, his man, dad, who are fairly elderly, because Aaron was definitely a mistake, you know? Oh, that's all our kids done. Let's wait 18 years and have another fucking fucking loaf. And I'm like, they sat through Aaron talking about
all sorts.
Getting his dick sucked. Fucking someone who was calling him daddy. And then two American girls who didn't shut up the whole time. Women. Two American women who didn't shut up the whole time. Went over to just a fucking dude who probably collects glasses at the limelight. And like, do you work here? And like, we're not happy with that material. Duh. Like, slobbering away. And
really?
And then left.
You were joking.
Because he was talking about, like, I mean, how you fucking this is what annoys me about people getting annoyed at a thing because they think they should get annoyed at it you know, it's like a, it's the, everyone uses the term now, but that virtue signaling. They're like, oh, that was something to do with violence against women. I have to leave. And the bit is literally the girl telling him to hit her, and he's too scared to
and
hit her.
And he doesn't want to, yeah.
And he doesn't want to, doesn't want to, doesn't want to. And then as a joke, he says he drinks two Stella and sparks her out, which is a fucking joke.
Yeah, it's obviously a joke.
It's a fucking joke. And they were like, oh, that's disgusting, and then left.
Really? I didn't know that.
But that's Americans for you. Fucking stupid. Did I just hear a buzzword? You know, you look, you've embarrassed yourself there. You look, it'd be less embarrassing if you just shut up and didn't say anything. You've made yourself look fucking stupid, like you don't understand what's going on, which is most
Americans. We're just leaving and don't complain about it.
You know? Only joking, I love Americans, let's break into that market. But anyway, yeah, there's a picture. I had to take the photo of him and his man da while he's sitting there
it's
going,
so nice
I'm getting sucked off in a fucking burp. Anyway, let's hit some questions, okay?
Okay.
Oh yeah, and then of course I went back to the car park where I thought I'd locked my car in. And I texted you and I was like, I think I've locked the car in the car park. And then I went to the hotel and they were like, oh no, you just put the thing in.
Which is really helpful when you're ringing me at home being like, I think I've locked the car
in. I didn't want
in.
You
I'm
to
like,
do
okay.
I didn't want you to do anything. I just wanted you to be prepared to drive to Belfast again.
Okay.
But anyway.
I was like, do you want to check there's anyone there? Do you want to go? And you're like, yeah, okay, I will. And I was like,
But
good idea, Colin.
I managed to get the car out and then I was so excited to get it out. That I, obviously, we were driving a very small car on holiday and then back to our normal car. And that is a very tight car park. And I was going forward and my wing mirror was very close to both sides. So as I got past the barrier, I sort of edged towards the middle. What I didn't see, though, was a long curb dividing the thing. And I scuffed my back wheel.
Yeah.
Raging! Rage. Might have to get it repainted. No joke. It's annoying me now. But,
Happens to everyone once, though.
Oh, fuck. But anyway, we, so yeah, that happened. What else? Anyway, we'll have some questions. Fuck it. Let me see. Thoughts on transgenders doing the MMA and absolutely mauling the skulls clean off actual women? And that's from Dolores Gallagher, who does a bit of MMA.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's the fucking weird thing now. The world hates women. You heard it here first. You know, people talk about the patriarchy. It's not the patriarchy. Everyone hates women. Women hate women. Men hate women. Fucking society will are now favoring those who are trans. Not that they shouldn't be welcomed into the world, but they need their own thing. That's what's happening now.
Yeah, what was it you were watching and it was basically
I'll show
like,
you what I was watching. It was this here.
There's going to be no women's sports
now,
anymore.
I nearly fucking scat myself laughing.
At a powerlifting meet in April, athletes of all shapes and sizes showed up to lift heavy. Each performed three required lifts. The bench press, the squat, and the deadlift.
225 pounds, y'all.
But one powerlifter was forced to sit on the sidelines. Her name is JC.
Her name is fucking Aaron McCann.
And she's trans.
Now, the bit I laughed at was whenever... I'm only joking. It's obviously the most obvious thing to do is make fun of how fucking like a man someone looks. But we did the bit where she's in... Wait, hear this. Lifting weights in a garage. Get the fuck up. There we are.
What did she say? Get the fuck up.
She's in the middle of a squat and she's struggling a bit. She goes, get the fuck up! Like she's fucking Corey Taylor. Get the fuck up!
Yes.
All of a sudden, she's the fucking lead singer of Slipknot. Get the fuck up. Nah. Alongside fucking, you know, fucking Sarah and Becca and all them ones. And fucking this dude. I'm JC, bitch. Get the fuck up.
JC has competed in sports her whole life, and at a young age, even had a...
But and also put on a wild lot of weight since becoming a woman. But here's the thing. Here's what's
I mean, that she transitioned quite late in her life, too.
Yeah. The ambitions and curls.
She's a full-grown,
I mean, unfortunately, it's a fucking big old man. Do you know what I mean?
Even if those athletes lower their testosterone levels, like JC does.
It's too late.
So this is the email that you got from USA Powerlifting.
Yep. Yeah, and it says, that request has been denied. Male to female transgenders are not allowed to compete as females in our static strength sport as it is a direct competitive advantage.
Correct.
What was your reaction?
Disappointment and also like not being surprised entirely because of the way that trans women and trans feminine people are treated.
Fuck that.
Do you know the word treated there?
There's a bit.
I don't think that's being treated differently.
But then are we completely thrown out the window how fucking women are treated? Because there's a bit in this where the guy goes, oh, there's going to be such and such and this and, you know, female recognizing people, whatever, female identifying, whatever. And the guy goes, oh, well, here's what there's going to be, male sports and co-ed sports.
Yeah.
Because there'd be no point in having women's.
Yeah, you won't be able to do it anymore.
Because if like a female identifying person, like a trans girl enters the thing,
the women
will never win. So they're like, oh, what's the point?
What was the person saying? Like, we're always competing for like third or something because obviously, physiologically,
I mean,
you don't have as much. It's the same muscles.
There's a bit where they have a bit of a strike and she won't lift weights and she just stands there. You get a minute to do a squat, say, and she just stands there for the minute and doesn't lift. And they're like, okay, well, as a fair play thing, you have to be disqualified now. You're not in the competition because you've refused to lift, so you're just not in the mix. It's like, why are people being treated like this? See, if I was the guy, I'd have went, listen, for a minute, we're going to have to figure shit out. And soon enough, there'll be a division for you. And that's it. Sorry. But right now, this is very new. And especially when it comes to power, things where there's like power, speed, aggression, like MMA, men have an advantage. That is just the way. That's the way it is. That is the way it is.
There's evidence to prove
like
it.
Me and you're sitting here right now, and I'm like, move forward to the thing, and all. We're not the same. Do you know what I mean? If I fucking grew my hair out, I know I'd look like Hulk Hogan, but if I grew my hair out, I'd look like Bill Bailey. But like, and I identify as a woman. Me and you couldn't possibly like,
it's like
what you would deadlift. I could literally fucking do reps of curls with. There is
the highest sort of level athletes for women can lift compared to the highest level athletes in men. There is a difference in weight there. Like,
of course,
that the maximum weights like recorded are going to be different. So if you're like physiologically a man identifying as woman, which is fine, you don't want to discriminate against that. But if you're using your physicality in a different way, it's definitely, no one's saying it's technically an advantage. Someone could be stronger than you, but it's an unfair sort of comparison. It's not a fair,
you know. No one's going like you don't deserve a thing or whatever. You're being treated, but it just needs fixed a wee bit. There needs to be like trans women and trans men categories.
Yeah,
that's it, really. To be honest,
do you know what it is? In any other thing, no one would care. Like if this was to do with a design competition, or if this was to do with a business,
but it's,
or if this was to do with anyone else, no one wouldn't let her be in the women's category to win. Because you go, well, it doesn't really matter what you know, if you're a woman now, that's fine. You be in the women's category, you can win this business prize. That's fine. But if it's to do with strength,
when it's
physical strength,
when it's physical performance,
I don't think you can say you're being treated wrong. I think it's wrong to say the treatment's wrong. Yeah,
but it's like if
it's to do with,
but it's just
rules
the way it is
and evidence.
It's like, you know, if everyone could play everyone, you wouldn't know who fucking Serena Williams is.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. In women's sport,
it would be harder
absolutely
for her to
unbelievable come. Career, crazy achievements. But I heard someone say, like, she probably wouldn't beat, like, a fucking Emil that's on a college team tennis thing who's fucking 20. She probably wouldn't beat him. He's too fast, too powerful.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean? No, I'm just saying, she may. But
yeah, for example.
But the rate they can cover the court and return and blast back, and it's more because men tend to be part. Now, it's like saying, oh, I bet I could take some girl who trains fucking MMA and I bet she's faster and stronger than an average dude. And you're like, yeah, of course. But when both people are training professionally,
to the high level, yeah.
The men are, that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
It's not really taking anything away from women. because they have a women's division. So you're the best woman. And then this is like the best dude. What's the problem? Have a fucking trans league. That's all you have to do. But it's all this fucking like, you know, am I being fucking treated differently that you're not letting me fucking mop the floor with these hoes over here? Do you know what I mean? You're like, I'm a victim here because you won't let me fucking smash these women in a deadlift competition.
There's no way she doesn't know that she would be miles ahead of them.
There is a bit later. There is a bit later in this documentary where they sit down with her coach and she's like, you know, JC's not a, you don't get mad at me, but like a standout lifter. So she's basically going, as a dude, not a great, you know, as not a brilliant lifter anyway. Okay, so she's sort of going, it's not, it's she's basically going, she's not that good, so it's fine for her to be a fucking trans girl competing with the women. Which is weird, because you're like, yeah, it's okay till you get that fucking person who's a 400 meter runner, who was born with testicles, who makes testosterone, looks like fucking Travis Scott, blitzing people. And then they're like, okay, there's a weird anomaly here. And by the way, Nike jumped on it, like, you know, just waiting for the world to catch up with you, pet. Again, just you're sort of just shitting on any women's achievements by going, listen, it's not your fault that you have a set of bollocks and a blurt and can run like fucking the wind. It's not your fault. It's not her fault, but you got there. They always find themselves conveniently in these things. You know what I mean? They'll be like, okay, we know that she is a bit of a medical anomaly here, but I'll tell you something. She's got some fucking wheels on her. What would be the natural path? No one's going to be like, ah, your big girl can fairly run. Let's turn her into a fucking brain surgeon. That's not what happens.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Compete in a physical.
If you can absolutely blitz all the women and you're like a foot taller than them and, you know, you look like fucking Frank Bruno, they're going to be like, ah, keep her in the running team there. Hold on. Let me see. Testosterone runner. Caster Semenya. So I hate to get dragged into like that definitely is a man. But that is Frank Bruno with AIDS. Look at that. I'm not saying
physiologically people can be masculine, so yeah, she's quite masculine. But like
you
can anyway.
You know, like what do you call her? Like Chris Cyborg. You know, very harsh looking.
Yeah, she's quite masculine as well.
But she's a fighter. She's probably been hitting the face a lot. She's a big tough looking woman. She's very muscular. But it's still a woman. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's still a woman. That's like women's hips. You know what I mean? That is a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in very, very good shape. Do you know what I mean? Who's a bit tough looking because she's a fighter. But like, She's the size of a woman. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This guy here is a goddamn tank.
Also, for a woman to get, say, like, you know, when you look at Chris Edwards, you know, to get that big and muscly and strong and heavy and all that kind of stuff is such an amount of work and such a dedication and such a, like, sort of look of sort of genes and all this kind of stuff. So if someone has, like, sort of natural, a male body, technically, with all the strength that comes with it, and then transitions to being a woman, that is an advantage because you're already kind of there. You've already put on a lot of the muscle, or you've that muscle sort of ready to go that most women have to really work on to get.
She's 5'6".
Who?
Cyborg.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Which is like my height.
So she's the height of you, but she'd kick your fucking, yeah, basically.
Yeah, she's just really big.
But you get dragged into that thing of like, but here's the thing, that's a cock. Now she's got a cock. But the weird thing is like, people straight away to be supportive are like, yeah, this girl should be able to run and whatever. And immediately you just shit on all the women, all the regular women who just want to run. People are like trying to be woke by going, listen, the world will catch up with you.
But you know what it is? Like, if this was in primary school and you had a child that was transgender, say, right? Which would be kind of strange for, you know, it is strange for children to know it so young anyway. But if they wanted to compete in a race and they wanted to be a girl, you'd go, that's fine. But this is a competitive level. This is the difference, isn't it? So people were kind of using it, as if this is in their own backyard kind of mentality. Whenever this is like competitive, a lot of times there's prizes, there's money, it's a big business. You know, if it's really competitive, high athletic level, there has to be some rules. Like, there just does. So, you know, they might be a bit hard because obviously this is a lot more prevalent now, but.
Like, you can't stand there and like flex your muscles. I mean,
The same. We watched a bit of that Pistorius thing on Prime, and it was about him wanting to compete against sort of able-bodied. Yeah. And again, it's a similar thing where you're going, who has the advantage? They were trying to say he didn't have an advantage. Other people were saying he did have an advantage.
What they should have.
Well, and again, in a way, what was funny though, because it went down to like pressure on the ground is how.
Yeah,
they had some real.
They had some real scientists talk about it, and they were like, you know. He goes, it's kind of like running on a mattress. The softness of the boing on the legs, you know, like the flex that it has, he goes, does not help speed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's absorbing power every time. He goes, the speed that he has is like the whip high up, you know, in his like, in his hip or his hip flexor. It's how quick he can flick his leg. But the actual contact with the ground is a disability. You know, it doesn't like...
Yeah. And then other people arguing, obviously, sort of something that's technically, you know, a piece of machinery isn't going to tire. You don't get...
Yeah, you're not getting heavy legs.
Yeah, you're not going to get lactic acid down there. You know, it's all that kind of stuff. It's where how much your blood needs to flow through.
I know they let him run, but what they should have...
But again, that was still a really big investigation on very small technicalities on like exactly how much his body moves and how compare it and everything. He was literally being sick. They were testing him so much. Yeah. So that's, you know... And no, everyone was sort of saying like he should be like whatever. There was still the sort of like moral issue around all this.
What was the thing they said about like
they were,
you know, are you
it.
Cheating or are you doing whatever? And he goes, this type of leg in running has existed for like 14 years or something. Why have you never seen times like that now? You know, people were like, are you cheating or have you altered the legs or whatever? And he goes, they've been around for this long and no one's smashed it as hard as I have to this point. You know, and then he fucking rifled his girlfriend in the bog, but that story's still crazy, like, isn't it?
I haven't finished that.
He definitely just shot her. Of course he shot her. You out of your fucking mind. Or else he's
so... No, it's a nine, he shot her.
Or else he's just crazy. And he was so paranoid that he literally thought that it was...
I think he was very paranoid.
That it was a mistake. But either way, nuts. Unhinged. But even at they shouldn't have. I don't think either way, whether he won or not, they shouldn't have went. Oh, you don't run with these people. You know, you have. This is your category. Unfortunately, they should have done like an exhibition race or something. We'll put all the fastest people together and see what the crack is. But it has to just be. Yeah, you're the best in your fucking category, and whether it's, you know, what's the word, like a fucking advantage or not, to have these legs. It's different, so you just have to have your own thing. Same as anyone trans or anyone where there's like a hormonal fucking difference. You know, you would look at a fucking lineup and go, she is genetically at an advantage because she's massive. She has no like breast tissue at all. Has a cock. Has shoulders wider than her hips.
Yeah.
Has giant fucking shoulders and muscles and everything. Of course, if you're talking about speed and power, she's going to be faster. Know what I mean? So you gotta have your own fucking thing. Come on, bro. That's like dude nipples. That's not even girl nipples. On pecs with a swollen cock.
When you see really like muscly women who have like, they basically have like their pec muscles, they still have like...
What do you call her?
You know, a breast, essentially. Even if it's like burly, it's not like fat the way it is for everyone else.
Bergens? Yeah, she's still, you know, her nips are always out, but like, she's still a girl. Like, you can tell it's a girl. The other one, it's like, remind me why it's a girl again. Because there's no fucking dangly cock, but has a very swollen crotch and man pecs with man nipples. And literally, and I'm not joking, looks like Frank Bruno.
What's going to happen then? Is it just going to be like everyone's going to have to be accepted in all
races? Does look weird in heels, though, must I say. What?
Is that what sports are going to be soon? Like, it's just, it's all going to be just one big, like,
well, that's what the, that's, anyone. That's what your man's point was.
With any advantage.
If you're, fair enough, just make the whole, if you want real equality, make it, it's just the Olympics and it's the fastest of the fastest. And guess who's going to win? Dudes and fucking no cock there. The Unsullied.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of men or people who used to be men.
Well, actually, it'll be all men. Yeah. That is what it will be.
It probably would. I know it's bad to say that, but like...
It's not bad. It's just... That's just the way it is. It's like...
In a lot of things it will be.
Yeah. It's like fucking... Yeah. It'll be all men because it's based on power and speed. And generally speaking, men are bigger and more powerful and quicker. But even... They've done tests where even like men's reaction speed is quicker than women's. But it's like... It's just natural... Because of like evolution.
If it was a different thing, women could win in a lot of things. But
yeah,
if you're talking about like,
there's no dude that's so graceful. He's like trying to rip into like fucking, you know, synchronized swimming. Do you know what I mean? Because he's fucking doing a somersault and his gooch comes out and he fucking can't swim. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just one of those things. I don't know. We're getting real fucking heated here.
Yeah, no.
You know,
because there's no answer. That's why. There's no good conclusion.
But it's what
no one knows
what cracks me up is in an effort to be woke as fuck, women are being shit on.
They're actually being discriminated. Yeah. But it's like, you know that we draw on, like, oh, and it's like, you know, like three people looking over a fence and they're like, equality isn't like giving everyone the same box to stand on because someone's taller, they can, you know, the shortest person still can't see.
I've said
it's giving people. Equality is actually giving people what they need so that everyone is on the same level.
I've said it before. Equality, no one wants equality. If you want
If
you want the complete open playing field and anything goes and it's equal, it's not fair.
Because equality would just be men and women. There wouldn't be a men and women
It would be fucking, you know, in any field, you know, you're going to get like hyper aggressive fucking dudes for the most part are going to dominate everything. Imagine MMA was just, oh, it's MMA. It's Chris Cyborg versus John Jones. He walks out and kicks her and she dies. And you're like, oh, there we go. It's equality. You know what I mean? We're all born the same, aren't we? Oh, here's fucking an arm wrestling competition. You know what I mean? It's Eddie Hall versus this wee boy with Down syndrome here. Yeah, snap, breaks his arm.
There's never going to be a physical competition where it's like, you know, two names. And it's like, and this one identifies as male and this one identifies as female. It's going to be like...
This man is mentally ill, thinks he's a kung fu master, and he's fighting Brock Lesnar. Oh, smashed his neck into the floor. And his guts came out. Get the mop. No one wants equality.
Now, what if it's a girl... Transitioning
like there's
to be
so
a man.
Many, there's so many things.
There's a disadvantage there in sports, so people would probably let that happen.
What?
If a woman transitioned to be a man, right? So now a man, they wanted to enter into sports, they would probably be allowed to just because they wouldn't win.
But here's the thing. There are certain sports where... But no one ever... It's always an unfair advantage.
I know. But that's what I'm saying. No one would have a
problem.
There was a girl...
So there was a trans boy that was doing amateur wrestling in college. So he was originally a girl, but at a certain point, pre-puberty, started taking hormones.
Mm-hmm.
So looks like a boy, built like a boy, but was born a girl, so has to fight girls. And either way is smashing these girls because you're a boy... If you're a full-blown boy, which you pretty much are if they've got their hands on you before puberty, you've had all the male hormones, you grow up as a boy, it's a boy trashing girls. And even if you identify as a girl, it's a girl on steroids, basically. Mm. Smashing girls. So either way, it's like unfair.
Yeah, you're getting an extra... Yeah, because you have to take this stuff you're taking.
Yeah, like if they're going
to
let...
To be a boy.
If you're going to let this trans boy fight, let all the girls fucking load up on... You know, testosterone and fucking HGH and start fucking pile driving cunts. They're trying to be too fair and just split it into like two categories when there should be like fucking six categories. Really? That's all they need to do to end a few arguments.
What would it be called in the Olympics? You know, there's like the Olympics, Paralympics, Special Olympics. What would it be? Transgender Olympics?
The Trans Olympics or something?
Trans Olympics?
Or the like.
I'd watch that.
The Alt Olympics or something. You know what I mean? It's like.
Yeah, like. Yeah.
It'd be like the Para Trans Olympics.
Be very colourful.
People think para stands for paralysed, but it's parallel. Yeah, they just need another thing, or they just do it all in one go. I don't understand that either. It's like, you know, when the Six Nations is on, it's like, okay, Ireland are playing France, and if you want to fucking go to Channel 5, 6, 2, 9, 12, the Irish women are playing, you know, the England fucking girls at a park in fucking Dublin somewhere. Just put it all on. Everybody would watch all the rugby. I would, innit? Would you not? Yeah. If it was a big fucking rugby Sunday and you're like, oh, we're on the pints, you'd watch the women's match, then the men's match. No problem. Why? They do it themselves and then give off about it. That's society, bro. That's the fucking patriarchy. I'd watch women's rugby.
The whole thing's wrecked, Colin.
The whole thing's fucked anyway. And at the very heart of it all, we want everyone to be happy. I do. I don't give a fuck what. Yeah. I don't really care what you do. But it's like the blatant, you know, the fact that like that girl can enter those races and smoke people is because the people in charge are too worried about losing their jobs or being offended or offending people. That's what it really is. Oh no, we're woke as fuck. You should be able to fucking carry on. Like, you know, it's fine. We're very accepting of that. What about all our women who've trained their whole lives and thought they were going to win a gold medal? You're going to have to learn to cook sometime, aren't you? Yeah. You dumb sluts. See you later.
You're only just a woman, though. So.
Tuck your bollocks up into your muff and fucking chop your tits off and blitz these bitches. It's unfair, Maureen. Fuck them all. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just once again, women have a disadvantage. And that's it.
Oh, God. Fuck's sake. Any nice restaurants in Paris? Me and the girlfriend are heading there at the end of the month. I don't think Paris has restaurants, does it?
No, you can't eat anywhere in Paris.
Aaron McCann is in.
He's in Paris right
Paris
now.
Paris right now. Send me a picture of a falafel. I was like, good.
Well, enough. I mean, it's full of like you can't really go anywhere. Two steps and there's not this. The I couldn't pick out one that was like, I couldn't remember one offhand. I don't think. That's it away. It's not like at home where you know specific places.
The main tip would be, you know, you can't quite pop in somewhere and eat the way you would do it anywhere else because you're paying like full restaurant prices for like a wee lunch.
Yeah, it's all like a restaurant.
Which we fucked up. So go in and get... I saw a woman and I don't know why this made me so sad. Do you remember we sat down in that place near the Louvre?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a woman just eating like a wee steak and a wee pile of rice. And she was just by herself having lunch. And I don't know why it makes me sad, people eating by themselves. Because she wasn't
happy.
No way people are on her phone or reading or something. She was just like, just really enjoying her wee dinner. Which is like probably class for you to just chill out and enjoy your wee lunch.
Well, you notice a lot in Paris, actually people aren't on their phones.
Yeah.
Remember that wee area? It's actually near the Notre Dame. There's an area with loads of really nice restaurants behind it.
Yeah.
It's like right behind it, I think, actually. Not to the side. And there's like a little square and everyone was like adults, like playing right. games and drinking yeah. wine and all this little row of restaurants. And we were like, no one's on their phone. Everyone's intensely talking to each other.
Yeah.
It was class.
I mean, there is like a lack of communication and culture and manners and stuff in places like, maybe not so much. I don't know, but like I was even in Tenerife watching Spanish people and they're just talking to each other. I don't even think, I thought these ones were a couple and it might've been brother and sister. And the guy's talking and he's like so right in the girl's face like that. So intense, you know, like having a great time talking, drinking wine and everything. No one's like half casual over here, like on their phone and yeah, whatever. And yapping yeah. about stuff. There's a bit of passion in it, you know. Yeah. People are fucking...
Well, people make a big
are,
more
dudes
deal
are fucking
of eating and...
checking out women, you know. They're like yeah. staring at their butts and, you know, being nice to them. You know, it's almost like flirty and nice. Someone in that Mercadona, I fucked the shit out of me.
Have you?
Some old doll. She was literally like, smiling a wee bit.
Like they've let the gorilla out of the zoo, haven't they?
No.
Look like at him, he's got a t-shirt on.
He's certainly not wearing anything under his swim trunks. I can see the vein on it. I'll probably, she was probably just like, why, what's he doing? Why is he dressed like that? Why is he dressed like wallpaper?
Yeah.
Time to let Barry out of the cage. It's been too long. Listen, there'll be one more Blender fucking video and then I'm out this bitch because things move on, all right? Everyone's doing fucking character videos. Everyone's going to fucking have a podcast, all that shit. We keep moving. We're sharks around this bitch. High five me. We're sharks, Maureen. Your hands are abnormally warm for you.
Are they?
Not a question. Congrats on the news. Been following you since your Blender video came out a long way, mate. Come a long way, mate. Doing great things for comedy in Northern Ireland. Ha-ha! Thanks, Jamie. Jamie's dad guide. I tell you who wouldn't tell me any of that shit. Another fucking comedian. You know? They just come along and enjoy the ride. At the last Lavery's Comedy Club, there was a girl in the had the loudest laugh that you all commented on stage. Do you find people like that are a good addition to a comedy night, or that they end up being a distraction and putting you off? Kirsten.
She was very loud.
I mean, it gets to a point where it's like, that's just not how people laugh. No one's laughing that hard at anything.
Yeah, it was one of those really like shrieky laughs.
It wasn't even like if someone's like, it was like,
Yeah, like every time, like,
and then she was like,
it sounded like she was shouting.
Yeah.
It's one of those ones that was really funny, and then it got annoying. And then you go, and is she putting this on? And then it got funny again, so. Sometimes they're funny in the thing.
Fair enough. There was
no harm in it whatsoever.
No way it was as annoying as like someone just being a dick.
No.
Would you rather buck someone with Emma Watson's upper body and Hulk Hogan's lower body, or vice versa? Now, this is Barry McDade. If you're going to pick someone, don't pick a girl who has the body of a 12-year-old boy. Do you know what I mean? Because then you've got Hulk Hogan's legs and a fucking Auschwitz boy's body.
Well, obviously you'd choose her bottom half then.
No, but change the girl option.
Yeah.
Who's got fucking juicy milkers and a fat. What does it say about him
that these his two choices?
Emma Watson.
He's thought about this thing.
If you're gonna have someone's lower body, have it be fucking. Who's got a big fat arse?
Well, I think the whole point is that it's neither as good. He's trying to say.
Like if it was like who's got a, who's.
Look at you pretending like you haven't thought about this.
I'm trying to think of someone like a real arse. That's not like fucking Cardi B with like two fucking half basketballs shoved in her knickers. Who's got a real fat ass? You, Maureen? I've got a gorilla ass.
Who does have a fat one that you don't think is not real? J-Lo? I'm pretty sure J-Lo, this is right, real.
So,
like,
so it's J-Lo's lower arse. Let me get a look at J-Lo's arse while we're at it.
Yeah, good idea.
I'll pretend like you're Mickey here. Just to refresh. J-Lo ass. Hottest butt photos. Okay. I mean, it's funny because in Tenerife, like, the average Spaniard just has a full fucking loaf for a Kardashian arse.
Yeah.
And you're like, she's rotten, like, but
80 years old?
Yeah, it's fucking some 7-year-old woman, full fucking dumper on her. Anyway, for example, yeah, you would pick someone with, like, a good arse or sweet titties. And, like, you could deal with, like...
What would you choose?
What am I doing? Banging it?
Yeah.
Probably the bottom half, you know what I mean? Because pretty much, you know...
What are you going to do with a penis and tits, like?
Anyone bent over. You know what I mean? It's prison rules around here.
You're saying anyone, so Hulk Hogan could apply
No.
Them? Right, look up Hulk Hogan's
But what
ass.
I'm saying is you would throw a wee blanket over.
Up. Hulk Hogan's you would throw ass.
A wee blanket over his back. What a guy, like, what a guy.
Hello, come on. Hey, gone.
Look at him there with a fucking, some set of cock on him though.
So.
Know what I mean? He's got fucking, that was just a good angle, I think. I worked hard for this body. What a strange look, though, you know? He just went for it. Big arms, weird titties. Da, 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 in my car. What about the sex tape he was in? Saying as you're getting back into guitar. That's not a saying. What's your favourite guitar brand or model? Dream setup.
Oh.
Yeah, I've been playing a wee bit guitar. I think I'm going to go get a guitar lesson off Andy from the Bonvilles. Learn how to play.
You actually would be quite good if you got a lesson. Yeah. Because you do know how to play, but you don't really, like, you've never had a lesson.
I've never had the... Like, imagine I learned a whole song. Could you imagine? I don't know. I like a lot of weird vintage-y looking guitars. I like
East... What was that one you wanted to buy?
That was an Eastwood guitar. Why?
Just because there was one recently you wanted to buy.
Yeah, well... Like, Jack White plays an Eastwood Airline or something. But you can't... It's such a fucking iconic guitar. You can't have the Jack White guitar, like, can you? You can't just buy that guitar.
Mm.
It's his guitar.
It is, really.
Do you know what I mean? Like, no, it's so iconic. Nobody else plays that. Apart from the guy from The Slaves. Plays a black one of those, I think. That one's pretty cool. Yeah, I don't know. I just like this. I like things that look a bit sort of vintage or weird. You know what I mean? I feel like you could go in and buy like a fucking Les Paul or something. No sweat. But I like a guitar that looks a wee bit like you find it somewhere, you know?
Mm.
That one's cool, isn't it?
That's cool. I mean, you've got quite a few.
I mean, there's literally five sitting over there, but sure. Yeah. So I really don't know. I don't really know enough about it. I just like messing around. Pretty cool. Are you pregnant or is Maureen? Is it true a wank with Lynx is a perfect way to clean the penis? Okay. Cheers, bro.
That's, I would advise no to that.
Yeah, you definitely burn
don't your... Don't put that on your skin.
Dick. What else have we got?
Too much alcohol in it.
What?
Too much alcohol in it. Burn you.
Yeah, burn your knob. And it would smell like you fucked a teenage boy.
It would.
Da 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 da. Thoughts on the absolute shite hecklers at comedy shows. Poor example. The cunts heckling Aaron last night at the Limelight. There has never been a good heckle ever.
No.
So just know that.
But who's heckling? I can't remember now.
What, at Aaron's show?
Oh, at Limelight, sorry, I was thinking
just some Aaron interacted with him once and the guy was like, oh, this is the Aaron and fucking this guy show. And he was just like, oh, I fucking book fast though. This is embarrassing. Will you be doing any stand-up gigs in Scotland? Yes, I'm supposed to be announcing a tour. If they would fucking get a move on and earn their money.
See, what's happening now is usually...
At Shine.
We book it or I book it. And now we have people to book it. So we actually don't know when... They just have to come back and confirm that it's booked. So it's the one time we're sort of going, yeah.
Can you fuck
there is stuff, but I don't know when. It's all in the air a little bit. But there will be. It's like sort of towards the end of the year. Is that right? Estimated. You can say that.
Yeah, the tour. Yeah, it'll be.
Yeah, it'll be like
September,
autumn.
September, October, December. Have you tried straight Thai in Belfast yet?
No,
it's a new
that?
Thai restaurant on Eglantine Avenue where Titanic used to be.
Oh, and they've just been taken over by a new one?
Titanic?
No.
Fuck
I never
off.
Went to Titanic.
Fuck
I don't know what it'd be like.
Titanic, like.
I don't know. You'd be hard to beat Bow Tree, like.
Yeah, Bow Tree's the best by a fucking mile. The pad Thai is just incredible.
So nice. The Massaman curry is really good.
Squirt, squirt. There's still some in our fridge. Don't eat it. It's a couple of days old, but sure, I'll take the shits. Yeah. Really take the shits. No, I haven't tried it, but we could give it a whirl. How is prawn toast a thing when there's no prawn bread? Will you shout me out and also do more by the Blender Henderson? No, we're
they're both of your favourite things.
We're nearing the end of the blender phase.
You do have like a big special thing planned.
But I'll probably not do it because it takes effort. But I'll probably just slip into the night and never see it again. And so, fuck it.
Hey, do you not know right now, Colin doesn't do anything he doesn't want to do.
I'm bored of it. Do I want to be 40 and be putting a fucking bandana on? This is it. This is where the comedy happens and on stage, guys.
But the thing is, you do have this great way of not letting something be done too much to death.
You sure
don't
about
like
that?
Well, do you know what I mean? I don't like you don't like doing that. You don't like seeing other things doing that. And there has to be a...
If you don't care about it, it's not going to be good.
Everything evolves, doesn't it? So it's different now.
Yeah. Nothing's funnier than like the funny moments that we have on like a podcast.
What I would always remind people is people obviously loved all, obviously like Iron Fighters, then it went into sort of Daily Blends, all that kind of stuff. always remember it's still Colin writing all this.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it comes out in...
A lot of it is more in your stand-up now, that kind of style, to be fair.
If it doesn't come out in comedy... Do you know who is the fucking... the Yoda? Is that his name? Yoda?
Who are you talking about?
Ray Lai.
Oh, yeah.
Years ago, he was like, your stand-up needs to be more like the way you write Bestie McDee videos. And then the Blender stuff became a replacement for the Bestie McDee thing just because the edit was hectic and I could never be arsed doing it. And also, a month of review is way too late. So then the writing became like Bestie McDee for the Blender stuff. And then I would write stuff for the Blender Daily Blends that would just be able to be used straight away in stand-up. So then the writing became like that snappy style that you would see in the videos that people like. And now the stand-up is, I can write very snappy material about current issues.
Yeah, and like if you go see a live and he told me that
7 years ago probably. And he was also like, oh yeah, you should be doing all this and, you know, you can crowdfund things yourself and whatever. And sure enough, like, I was talking to him the other day, I was nearly like, what are you up to? And I was like, basically everything you told me to do about 7 years ago, it's finally come full circle. And also, you know, like sitting talking about the hats, like, oh, I remember being in like uni and doing graphic design and like fucking cutting out stencils and getting fabric paint and like making t-shirts and stuff for projects or like taking hats and fucking graffiti in the hats and all. And then you had to go on a full comedy fucking detour and a podcast detour to come full circle to be like, oh yeah, I pretty much have like my own fucking clothing brand now that people are buying in the middle of the night like it's a goddamn Supreme drop. Crazy, isn't it? Saying that the celebrities. Stephen Ferris. And then he made fun of me for having fat cheeks.
Oh, why?
Yeah, play rugby, bro. I'm not your fucking. Don't worry about it. What's your grand game like when you're out there playing golf?
I think people would pay to see you two grapple each other.
The funny thing is, if we were grappling, he'd have his hands full of fat and tits. But
if you're eating milky cones.
I don't know how your rugby and your golf's going to translate into me. Off your neck.
Well.
Bro.
Joke bigger. Maybe that should be the last round of the Blender.
Joke bigger man than you. No, but he got the last hat too. I don't even have one of those fucking hats. Any chance of you making a General Banter gay patch for your jiu-jitsu following? Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I'm going to do that. And it may well cost me £30 a piece. Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Because really cool.
The badge could probably be put on anything,
and
really.
People have actually asked about these. We've made these for our phones, haven't we? Where's your phone?
What?
The wee, like...
Oh, yeah, it's just the wee tiny sticker, but that's
cut out. We made these ourselves, obviously.
You need to go and get me new stickers, Maureen, from that shop.
Okay.
Thanks. And I think that's the end of questions. That's about it, guys. We're going to get out of here. It's a long podcast, hour and a half. And Frank's outside looking to put in some decking.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get out of here. Maureen, congratulations on getting pregnant.
Congratulations. What do people say? We're pregnant.
We're not.
I'm pregnant. We are having a baby, but yeah.
I'm all like, you know when someone's being questioned about a crime? Like, when's it due? How long's it been? When's this going to happen? I'm like, listen, I just did the spunking. Don't talk to me.
Well, last thing, it's still like relatively early, so it's one of those weird things. You always think you'll... I was like, I'll not tell anyone until I'm about 6 months pregnant, but... Yeah, mm-hmm. You just gotta, oh well, everyone knows, and let's hope everything is okay.
It's gonna be great. Just chill out, and I'll just keep bringing you chocolate.
All day then.
So that's it. Larry's Comedy Club tomorrow night. If you want to contribute to the podcast to help keep us in good mics and good sound, and all, hopefully the sound's been better this week, because it's been shit for a while.
Keep me in pregnancy chocolate.
Patreon.com/GeneralBanterPodcast, and we're going to shoot some more General Ranters this week.
And we'll get the merch finally. Well, here's what's going to happen.
I've ordered new hats, so
here's what's going to happen, Colin. I now have energy. So, guys, if things have been a bit slow around here, it's because I haven't been telling Colin what he should be doing and getting him to order things on time, etc.
Typical woman.
So,
taking the fucking praise for fucking doing nothing.
That's fine. Because it keeps this machine running.
Yeah. Much as that guitar, I might buy that. Anyway, cheers for listening. Let's run through it one more time. Tell your friends about this podcast, you know what I mean? Post it. What the fuck? Buy an Odyssey ticket. There's not many left.
And if you sign up for Patreon, go on to Instagram and go on to Dead on Mafia and request, and we'll
make sure you're paying Patreon.
Yeah. So we check and then you be on it.
But yeah, I'm putting up some general ranters on that. I might put the next one on all my social media just to get people on the Patreon. Yeah. But doing some stuff for that, you know. And there, that's it. There's also a Limelight vlog. I need to do the behind the scenes of that Limelight.
Also, there is a live podcast coming up soon.
There is a live podcast coming up in June.
In June.
Towards the end of June, which I'm going to speak to Joe Dugan.
There's no tickets available left, is why we haven't talked about it. Or available yet, I mean.
Oh yeah, it hasn't been launched yet.
But it hasn't been launched.
I might actually launch that. Because they're fucking unbelievable.
But you may as well know on this.
We always make, they're unreal. You know, like original content for them and stuff, and they're usually very cool. So anyway, cheers for listening, guys. Is there a song you want to play on the way out, Maureen?
Oh, I didn't even think of a song yet. What have you been listening to a lot of recently? See, my memory is really bad now.
Yeah, fuck it. We're just gonna go.
I have to actually look at my Spotify.
I might actually try and monetize this one for the crack. Right, we're getting out of here. See you later, Maureen.
Bye, Colin.
Bye.